Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
The National Freedom Front demands transparency and action over ZAMSA audit scandal. Government criticized for commercial approach to energy sector. And Angola protests turned violent as police crack down on fuel hike demonstrations. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasabo. The National Freedom Front, NFF, has called for full transparency and swift criminal prosecutions following revelations of alleged large-scale corruption at the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA. NFF Secretary General Harry Simuntala says the findings of the recent forensic audit confirm what he described as deep-rooted and systematic corruption under the current government. Mr. Simuntala claimed that the scandal is not as a result of mere mismanagement or human error, but rather a well-orchestrated scheme involving individuals and leadership who are looting public resources under the guise of service. These revelations are just the tip of the iceberg in a compromised public service system where procurement procedures and tendering processes are deliberately bypassed by members of the current regime, said Mr. Simuntala. While acknowledging the statement issued by State House, Mr. Simuntala said that what the country now needs is not public relations gestures, but decisive and genuine action. He warned that dissolving boards, making cabinet reshuffles or advertising positions could merely serve as distractions meant to pacify the public without addressing the root cause of the problem. Mr. Simuntala has since demanded that all those involved face criminal prosecution beyond just junior or civil servants being scapegoated. He further called for the immediate public release of the full forensic audit report, including the names of all individuals implicated in the scandal.
We demand that the same zeal law enforcers apply when dealing with political opponents, specifically those that are vocal, should be applied on corrupt elements, as they directly deprive the country and its people of much needed resources. We call for the immediate release of the full audit report to the public, including the names of individuals implicated in this fraud. The president's proclaimed fight against corruption must be tested, not massaged through State House public relations.
Economist Yusuf Dodia has attributed the continued appreciation of the kwacha against major convertible currencies to increased export earnings flowing into the country. For the past 3 months, the kwacha has steadily strengthened and is currently trading at around 23 kwacha to the US dollar. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Dodia expressed confidence that the currency's performance is sustainable as it is being driven by real export proceeds under the government's export proceeds tracking framework. This means that businesses can now plan on a medium to long-term basis with the expectation that prices of commodities will begin to decline due to the strengthening of the kwacha, said Mr. Dodia. He added that by the end of July, the positive trend is likely to result in noticeable reductions in the cost of goods and services. Mr. Dodia emphasized that the kwacha's continued appreciation depends on government's commitment to maintaining the export proceeds tracking framework.
This means that businesses can plan on a more medium to long-term basis where they know that going forward, prices are going to come down because the kwacha gets stronger every month or every week. Therefore, if they keep their prices high, they may not be able to sell their products. So I expect that within this month of July, coming towards the end of July, we'll be able to see now commodity prices beginning to come down and benefiting the greater majority of Zambian people.
Opposition Citizens First President Harry Kalava has expressed concern over government's continued commercial approach to the energy sector, warning that it prioritizes profit over the welfare of ordinary Zambians. Speaking when he featured on Radio Christian Voices chatback program in Lusaka today, Mr. Kalava criticized the government's frequent pronouncements about continued electricity exports, since such policies ignore the challenges faced by Zambians and small businesses struggling with load shedding. Zambians should not be made to pay for the inefficiencies of ZESCO just so it can export power to stay afloat, said Mr. Kalava. He questioned the rationale behind supplying electricity to other countries while local small-scale businesses are being crippled by inconsistent power supply. It is pointless to save other countries while small businesses are dying locally, said Mr. Kalava.
Ishu ya malaiti temubuchi mweka charofe chonse kaina mfobula nda kutilaba anaba nandi uko bankashia ndia masaluni na vesala mbaba shops na vesala yonsha ya mafia ya labu wa pantu ifona tukwata solution ya nuclear power plant yoi yuko na tukwata kale ni 3-4 months time and this issue will be normalized kaviri festo vonga tuwaisa mofie ama laitu kale kukushitisha chetu ule shishai weta ukwete that is wrong mga kukanya po uku shita rely on hydropower station ansa ya ndia kwewa ati iyo nga tuwaisa tukashita diversify tukalabu mfia kwa solar nomba tukalabu mfia makamaka nuclear energy.
The Zambia National Marketeers Credit Association Zanamaka has commended the launch of the Growth Investment Partners by President Hakainde Hichilema, describing it as a significant milestone for the country. Association President Mupila Kamea says the initiative marks a commitment to empowering individuals who play a crucial role in the nation's economy but often face challenges in accessing financial resources and support. For these informal economy operators, the program represents new opportunities for growth and sustainability and aims to provide vital financial support and resources that can help enhance their operations, increase productivity and ultimately improve their livelihoods, said Mr. Kamea in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Kamea highlighted that government's collaboration with the Ministry of Small and Medium Enterprise alongside potential non-state actors like Zanamaka is essential to the success of this initiative. He says the collaboration will help bridge the gap between government and the informal sector, ensuring that the needs and perspectives of operators are considered in the implementation process. Mr. Kamea further said Zanamaka, in collaboration with the Bank of Zambia and other partners, will offer tailored financial literacy and capacity building programs to equip informal economy players with the knowledge and skills necessary to manage their finances effectively, access credit, and make informed business decisions.
This initiative by government marks a commitment to empowering individuals who play a crucial role in the nation's economy, but often face challenges in accessing financial resources and support. For these informal economy operators, the GIP represents new opportunities for growth and sustainability.
We now join Chelasi Luamba with the latest on the money markets.
A lovely warm afternoon to our listeners on number one radio station, updating from Lusaka here. Of course, your currency is concerned. 1.16 is the euro, 1.33 pound, 85.92 is the Indian rupee, 7.12 Chinese, 117.92 is very strong rand yet again. And our kwacha, I can affirm that still strong. I've seen the oscillation. Standard Bank was on the lower side, buying as low as 22.83. They've gone up to 22.83, and then they're selling it at 23.28. They've just gone 23.35. But I'm afraid taking a center stage is FNB. They brought it down to 23.09. So that's the market. You are on a 22.90, 22.80, and selling. I've told you we can pick it up as low as 23.09. Out of FNB, where Stanbic Bank is on the higher side. They were very good in the morning, 22.23.11, but things are going away. Commodity side, I'm looking at 540, wheat 424, that is corn, 1012, soybeans 7884, cocoa lovers a ton, and our copper price for $9616 a ton, 15065 nickel, 3340, gold lovers an ounce international market, and those are interesting. Brent crude on 68.60 and jet fuel 66.50. Vis-a-vis turning the tides around there, I'm looking at